Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. Now, today to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericblesstalk@gmail.com. Now, before we get started on our subject today, we're going to talk about our NBA playoffs real fast. Of course, you know, the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics played last night. And it was actually a good game, winning the overtime. But unfortunately, the Celtics couldn't pull it out, and Miami took game two, 115 to 111. That puts the Miami Heat up 2-0. And basically, they escaped with one. But it's okay. The Celtics are going to come back. I got faith in them. Now, today, our conversation, we'll be dealing with politics and the different parts of politics that, you know, a lot of us forget about. Well, today we're going to talk about the Electoral College and the popular vote, you know, and see who actually elects the president and the vice president, or what happens if, you know, neither one of them gets the necessary votes they need. Now, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in 347-838-8622 or email me at ericblesstalk@gmail.com. Now, yesterday our conversation covered the titles that you're sometimes given, or whether you're a conservative or a liberal, or you're to the left or to the right, same thing with. Basically means if you're conservative or you're liberal. Now, today we're going to look at another part of the process, which is the actual electing of the president and the vice president. You know, how does this process, how does it work? Now, how long does it actually take to finish the process? Now, we all know that every 4 years, we have to elect a president and a vice president. So we know it's a big, big push to get everybody registered to vote, which is a good thing. Everybody should vote. You know, so with that being said, if everybody goes to the polls and vote, that's called the popular vote. And that's the people, the actual people themselves voting and the votes being counted. Well, back in the day, there were actually some politicians that believed that just going by the popular vote of the election was a little too reckless. You know, well, some said, well, let's give the power to Congress to elect the president. Well, some felt that that wasn't going to be a good idea either, especially if, you know, one part house was more biased than other. That's a good word, bias. So they came up with this great plan, which was considered a compromise. They set up what they call an electoral college system. And already that allowed voters to vote for electors, which cast the votes for the candidates, their vote for the candidates. Now, You know, there was an election back in 2000, between George Bush and Al Gore. Now, here's a good example. Now, what happened was Al Gore actually won the popular vote. No, he actually won the popular vote. The people voted. He had more of us voting for him than Bush did. However, George Bush was awarded the state of Florida and got all the state of Florida electoral votes, which gave him what he needed as far as electoral votes to become president. And that's one of the screwy things about the Electoral College. You know, even though you can vote for who you want to, but there are times when the Electoral College, who we also vote for, can change their vote and vote for who from the other candidate. Now, that situation in 2000 was one of the rare moments that it happened, but it did happen, and it has happened before. You know, and it's strange, but that's how it happens. Now, as far as, I know you're probably wondering, who are these electors he keeps talking about? Well, actually, have you ever, you've been to you went to vote, and you've seen names on ballot. Usually they're under the candidates' names, and you're like, I don't know who this is. I don't know who that is. And so basically, you say, okay, I'm just gonna pick this one. Well, actually, what you're doing, you're picking the electors for your state. These are the people that supposed to take in what you vote, what the people say, and translate and give their vote to the president. These are the electors. You know, they are highly politically active in their party. So, I mean, they can be a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, liberal, whatever. Or they can be somehow connected to the political arena. So they can be an activist, a party leader. No, elected official of the state, or even somebody that has ties with the political and personal candidates themselves. And like I said, the final electors for each state are voted on by the state residents on voting day. The names are printed on the ballots. You know, just and where they are, they just depend on the state. But usually they're right under the candidate's name. No, it's legal. No, but an elector, one thing about an elector, he or she cannot be a representative or a senator. No, cannot be a high-ranking U.S. official in a position of trust or profit. Listen to those two words, trust or profit. And he or she cannot be someone who has engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States. Well, I think that we don't want nobody who is going to vote for the president that's been rebellion against the United States. That's kind of crazy, don't you think? No, I think so. You know, but, you know, the electors, you know, cast their votes for the president who has received the most votes in the state. So basically, who me and you vote for, if who we vote for receives the most votes, then that's who they're supposed to cast their votes for. It sounds simple, doesn't it? But there have been times when the electors have actually changed their mind. Even though we voted one way, they said, no, we're going to vote for this guy. And it's legal. You know, that's one The strangest thing is that it's actually legal. I mean, yes, they have some penalties that they may insure, but it's legal. They can't change their mind. You know, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, today we're talking about the Electoral College and the popular vote, as to the popular vote. Now, the electors, you know, they are chosen state by state, on a state by state basis, okay? Now, it's not something that's set up ahead of time. That's it. You choose them when you vote, to do your vote. And with them, it's supposed to be a winner-take-all basis, okay? If President Obama wins Texas, well, then all electoral votes are supposed to go to President Obama. I mean, that's the one to take all. That's how it's supposed to work. Now, whether that happens or not, I doubt it seriously. Well, we already know. We already have a precedent that it doesn't work. Then, you know, that once they are chosen, you know, they go and meet, and the votes are counted. All the votes are counted. Now, even though the state officials and the media organization count it, you know, by those people, the national popular vote is not the basis for electing a president or a vice president. So, even though we may vote one way, that really is not crazy. That is not, the popular vote really does not elect the president for all sensible reasons. In order for someone to be elected or named president, you know, they have to receive the majority of the electoral votes, which is 270 to win the presidency. 270 now. Now, if no candidate receives that, you know, election for the president or vice president, then there's another contingency plan, and it's in the 12th Amendment. You know, it's crazy, but that is one of the, I guess, great things. If you know, the forefathers actually thought about this kind of stuff. You know, and I don't know whether that's a good thing or not, though. I mean, we go to the polls and we vote what we believe, our convictions. But still, but even though we put our faith in the system can still be changed or circumnavigated. Is that a good word for it? It's just crazy. Now, what happens after Election Day, about the Monday after the second Wednesday in December, you know, is when the Electoral College actually cast their vote on separate ballots for the president and the vice president. You know, they never meet as one body, never as one. You know, they meet in their own little states, but that's when they cast their votes. I mean, it's open by the election certification official and each state secretary of state or equivalent who reads the certificate of ascertainment. In other words, they verify that These are the electors, and they have turned in their votes. Now, like I mentioned before, if there is a tie or no one receives majority of 270 votes, then, you know, they invoke the 12th Amendment, the contingency plan. And the only thing that is, it says that Congress has to assemble in a joint session to count the electoral votes and declare the winners of the election. You know, the session is only required to take place on January 6th in the calendar year immediately following the meetings of the presidential electors. The newly elected House declares the winner of the election. Now, all the elections before 1936 would have been determined by the outgoing House instead. But since the 12th Amendment, it's always the newly elected House that determines the president. Now, that's just the process. Basically, you know, you got all these little things that are going on, all this other stuff, you know, and it makes it sound very, very complicated. But really it's not. It's not complicated at all. You know, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or you email me at ericglenstalk@gmail.com. Now, basically, to put it plain, here's what happens. We go to the polls, we vote. At the same time, we're voting for the president and the vice president and everybody else. We're choosing electors for our state or for the state that you're in. Now, after that vote is done, within the second Monday in December, these people come together. Then they count the votes. Now, and from the total of those votes, they cast their votes for either the president, one candidate, because it's a winner take all. So basically, they're supposed to vote the way we vote. We are considered the popular vote, because that's who we want. And they are considered the electoral vote. These guys are supposed to be representing who we choose as president. That's as simple as it works. Now, you can go on checking and read it, and you confuse yourself reading it. But I'm going to break it down simple. We vote, they vote, elect the president. So technically, the popular vote does not elect the president. But then again, yes, it does. That's kind of confusing because the Electoral College is supposed to vote the way the people vote. The way the people vote. You know, and they're not supposed to vote the way they feel like it. Even though it has happened, that is not the way the system is set up to work. So, and yes, there have been some cases like in the year 2000 with Bush and Gore. But I guarantee those folk aren't elected again. Not at all. You know, it's important that we get out and vote regardless of who, what the system says elects the president. We need to get out and vote because that is our voice. That is when we let people know who we want and what we're thinking, not sitting behind a closed door, come out, well, they should have did this or they should have did that. Well, if you're not out there voting, then you shouldn't be saying nothing. No, because you didn't get out there and speak. You didn't get out there and let your thoughts be known. I mean, even if you really don't want to hear about the Electoral College, the popular vote, you just want to go to the polls and vote, well, then do that. Go to the polls and vote. That is your right. People have fought and died for that right, for you to go out there and vote. You don't have to be a Democrat. You don't have to be a Republican. You don't have to be a liberal. You don't have to be a conservative. Just be a citizen that is using their right to vote. That's all you got to do. You know, it's not hard. It's not hard to vote. What they do, a U.S. citizen born in the United States or naturalized immigrant. You know, that's all you have to be. You know, 18 years old. That's all. That's just 18 years old to vote. 18 years old. Oh, I do apologize for that. I apologize for that technical difficulty. The same thing happened yesterday. I guess I'm talking about some things people don't want to hear. But that's okay. I'm going to keep talking about it because we need to know this. You know, and if you're living, if you're about to turn 18, you know, make sure you get out and go ahead and register to vote. No, check it, check with your state officials or your city and see what it takes. You know, you probably have to be a resident of the city or state, but go ahead and do it. That is your right. That is your right. You know, I'm not going to say you have earned it, but the other folk have fought for that right and died, shed their blood. And for you to not actually do it, now that's like a spit in their face. And I'm sure, you know, there may be some members of your family that actually was involved in that during that time of that civil rights, to help get voting for everyone. But now you rather stand on the corner smoking a blunt and talk noise, talking about the man keeping you down. Well, I tell you what, if you want the man to start keeping you down, get your butt out that corner, go register, vote, and then get a job. And it's just that simple. It's easy. Flip a bird or something. No, there's probably some of you think you're too good just to do that. I ain't going to vote and don't count anyway. No, you are wrong. Every vote counts. Every vote counts. The system is in place for a reason. It's like a check and balance type of thing. Yeah, in 2000, there was some shaky stuff going on. Everybody realized that. And the system failed big time. But that's one of the rare moments that it has when it comes to the elections. Let me clarify that. What you talking about? Yeah, as far as elections, that's one of the few times that, no, it actually failed. But we elect the electors, we elect the president and vice president, and they represent us by voting for who we choose. That's it. So if you don't get out and vote, then you have chosen no one. If you haven't chosen one, you have no right at all to say anything. You just sit back and suffer through, or whatever happens, happens. Because you didn't do anything. You didn't do a thing. People, get out and vote. It's important. I mean, tomorrow will be June. June. The election is November. Now's the time to get out and get registered. No, find out what you have to do, what you got to do to be registered in time to vote. And there's a new thing going around now where, you know, they want, in a lot of states, they're trying to get to where you need a photo ID, a government photo ID, to vote. Well, if that's the case, then now's the time to be trying to get that photo ID. Now, don't wait till the last minute to try and get an ID card or anything like that. It's too late. That's what they're hoping for. That's what they're hoping you do. Now, go and take a few minutes, go down to DMV or where you have to go and get that picture ID. So when it comes time for you to vote, there will be no issues. You have everything you need, including your mind and who you want to vote for. The popular vote, the electoral vote, that's all us voting. We are doing the voting. Those are just names that they have given these different people or individuals, but it all comes back, starts with us. The regular vote, that's what it starts with. And if we don't get out and vote, then that gives them free reign to do what they want to do. And parents, if you have young men and young women who's getting to that point, well, help them, show them, take them, and register them to vote. I mean, it's we have to work together on this. No, let's utilize that right that we have. Let's get out and let our voices be heard. Whoever you want to vote for, that's your choice. But just vote. Just get out there and vote. Hey, if you got to go in there and write Santa Claus' name on the ticket, well, do that. At least you voted for Santa Claus. Just vote. Well, that's the show for the day. And I do appreciate it. And just remember, we need to get out and vote. We need to get out and vote. Now, I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and please join me tomorrow for Fun Friday. And y'all know how we do Fun Friday, any and everything. And I see you tomorrow here on Let's Talk. I'm out of here.